Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Loveline with Dr. Chris starts.
3, 2, 1.
Now.
All right, y'all. Tuesday night it is. You know what? It was inevitable. Woo! Hope your week is still starting off well. We're going to get through it together. All right, question of the night, as always, is up on our Loveline IG page. Tonight's question is about body image issues. Which ones do you think need to be addressed? And also, have you ever heard of looning? Ah, yes. How does balloons, yes, those big, bold things, how do they show up sexually? Well, we're going to be talking about it in our sex positive segment, being a looner. Ah, yes, Loveline, teaching you all the things you never learned in sex ed. And also, Simon and Wolf will be joining us to talk about CBD products. Yes, health, wellness, and beauty. Bringing in that CBD oil. So we're going to be breaking that on down with Aaron, Simon and Michelle Wolf of Simon and Wolf. That's just a good name, Simon and Wolf. Talk about like a solid branding name. But let's get into some great stuff. So Valentine's Day is on its way. And I know that not everyone's partnered up. And I so respect that for those that are single, Valentine's Day can be really difficult. It's kind of thrown in your face. So I told you leading up, every show is going to be thrown at you these little you know, pieces of support or interesting things to do for Valentine's Day. So I already told you about the fact that you can name a bug after your ex. This one's kind of interesting. Like every time I thought I heard it, I told you about the breakup bar. Here's a great one. So basically Wildlife Images, which is a company that does what the name says, wildlife imagery. They're offering an amazing way to get revenge on your ex for Valentine's Day. So for $20, this Oregon rehab center will put your ex's name on a salmon and feed it to a bear. Now, what I love about this most is that, first off, they'll give you a certificate. So that's great. You get a special certificate and a photo of Cody and Yak. Those are obviously the bears. Destroying your ex. You can't go wrong. A certificate and a photo. Now, there's a limited number for this promotion, and they're going quick. So you got to go on the website and reserve your fish immediately. Now, we do not support the murder killing of fish, but that's what bears eat. So there's nothing we can do about that. But $20, come on, there's something amazing about that. I almost want to do it just to see like certain people's names on it. Okay, anyway, that's just me. Also, West Virginia, I had not even thought of this. And this is us living in our ableist culture, which means we don't always consider access needs of people that are differently abled. But West Virginia has, and this is stunning. They're going to, and this is for the 2020 election. So this is not something down the road. They're going to make smartphone voting available to disabled people. How amazing. For those that aren't able, due to access needs, to get out of their home and get to a poll to vote, they'll be able to vote from the phone. First state to ever allow this. The technology's there, apparently, and this would happen for the 2020 election. I'm all about this. We'll get more news on that coming down, but I just wanted to kind of give you all the headline. Also, Starbucks, and this is basically taking place online in the UK. They have an ad that's going viral. It's really quite beautiful. And basically, it follows the life of James, who is constantly dead-named. And dead-naming, for those that aren't familiar, is when someone is called by the name that they were assigned at birth that is not who they are now. And this individual named James was dead-named with their birth name at the doctor's office, phone calls, family members. And then at the very end, James goes to Starbucks and gets to have the stunning coming out moment where he gets to use his name and hears his name called. And for those of us that are living the lives with the name we were born with, we don't know what it's like to have your name honored in what to us is just a really common basic thing. But to go into a place like Starbucks and to have your name shouted out, I don't know, it's stunning. So let's take a listen to the audio.
Hey, Dad.
Hey. Carol, you remember my Gemma?
Gemma? I do.
And what's your name?
It's James.
James?
Okay, so you have to watch it to really get the full impact. But essentially, and this is on our website, wearechannelq.com. You can see the whole video. James is moving through his day and people are calling him by his dead name, Gemma. And so like, Gemma, Gemma. And poor James is like, ugh. And then finally, James goes to Starbucks and they say, as they do, what's your name? He says, James, and they call it. It's really adorable. And it led to a lot of people online reminiscing about the first time their name was used at Starbucks specifically. And it kind of gives me pause, you know, at the privilege of me constantly hearing the name that I'm comfortable with being utilized. And Starbucks tweeted out, and this is Starbucks UK. I don't know why it's not in the States, but wearechannelq.com. Check out the video. But Starbucks UK tweeted out, at Starbucks, writing your name on a cup and calling it out is a symbol of our warm welcome. Starbucks welcomes you, whoever you are. Hashtag what's your name? That is so beautiful to me. I literally am holding back tears over that. That's beautifully stunning to me. We got to go to break. Okay, I had a couple of things I wanted to get to. That's all right. We'll do tomorrow's show. We got to talk tomorrow about the J-Lo Shakira debacle. Not debacle, but like people's inability to just kind of like honor the beauty of what they were doing, especially at their age. I could only hope at age 50 to be doing what J-Lo was doing on that poll. Anywho, I digress. Coming up next, we're going to talk about CBD and how it folds into health and wellness. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on channel Q.
All right, we're back. We got our question of the night up on our Loveline IG page. Tonight's question is about body image issues. And later in the show, we'll be talking about ballooning. Ah, yes. How does sex intersect with balloons? It's never dull here on Loveline. But more importantly now, we've got Aaron Simon and Michelle Wolf from Simon & Wolf CBD. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what's powerful is you are combining two of my favorite things, sexuality/lube. And CBD, but I'm a newbie in the CBD world. And so for those that are listening and aren't familiar, explain CBD, because I still people asking me about, are you going to get high? Is it something you smoke? What is the CBD?
There's a lot of actual great science behind this, and Erin is really the expert. So I'm going to let her take the lead, and then we'll talk about the lube
stuff,
on the other
stuff.
Side.
What? She doesn't seem like she'd be the one to let me take the lead, right?
Come on, Erin.
Appearances
be a
can be deceiving.
Erin's going to top us.
Oh,
go
yes.
Ahead.
I might not look like a top, but... So CBD is actually just one of many things found in the hemp plant, in the cannabis plant. It's a molecule that is very similar to something we make in our own bodies anyway. And that's one of the things that's so great about it is the system that uses the CBD-like substance in your body. The system is called the endocannabinoid system. And it's basically the thing that powers your dashboard. Like if you were, you know, a jet plane fighter, you'd look at your dashboard, you'd see, you know, how much fuel you have and how high you are in the air and all of that. Your endocannabinoid system handles all that for your body, your immunity system, are you too hot? Are you too cold? Are you tired? Are you hungry? All of that. And when it's in balance, in homeostasis, which CBD helps you achieve, you feel great. You can keep your immune system going. You can keep your body temperature standard. You can keep everything feeling good.
Right.
Because balance is key. And the CBD really just refills your coffers.
And just quickly, just speak to the part about getting high or not.
Yes, it will not get you high.
Yeah.
THC is the element in the cannabis plant that will get you high.
The fun part.
Yes. Well, some people think it's fun. Some people think it's not. But we are all topical, CBD topical. So THC wouldn't get you high no matter where you put it using our stuff.
Okay.
You have to ingest THC to get high.
Okay. So before we get into all that, how did the two of you meet? I'm always curious about people's origin story as a pair.
Well, I am a fitness trainer.
Yes.
And I'm a boxing instructor. Erin decided that she was interested in trying something new and wanted to learn boxing. So she started boxing and realizing she was using muscles that she was like, oh my God, I have not used these muscles ever in my entire life. So then
for
she got
reason.
Super sore. And I'm also a massage therapist, and I have been playing around with CBD for a very long time now. I've been using it in my massage lotions and just trying it because I had heard so many things. In the fitness world, it's been around forever. I mean, you can see this, you know, there's a lot of professional stars, sports stars coming out saying, oh, I've been using this forever. Soccer players, football players, baseball players. And so in the fitness world, it's always been a thing. It's just been, you know, until it was legalized, nobody was talking about
it. That's right.
So now we're talking about it. So I gave her a massage with some CBD cream. She said, then all of a sudden she was like, can I soak in this?
She said, I'm going to come over and give you a pot massage. And I was like, hell yeah, you're going to come over and give me a pot massage. Who knew that was a thing?
Because I had my own moment of that.
But it didn't make her high.
Someone wanted to give me a CBD massage. And this was like way back before it was legalized and we understood. Yeah. And that was my concern. How high am I going to get? And they were like, no, it's fine. And I think it was something like, he had smoked a whole bunch of weed and he was saving the oils or the resin. I don't know how it's separated out maybe from someone who had...
That's completely different.
Okay.
That's a whole different story.
So then apparently he was trying to pull something over.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think that was a massage.
Yeah. Well, yes. I won't tell you what happened.
He was going another direction with that.
So basically when I was trying to blame being high, I can't blame that on what happened after. I had to take responsibility. All right, good to know.
So anyway, so I gave her a massage and then we started talking like how else can we... Because it's, and I've been loving this for so long. And she was like, how else can we do this?
It
can
does
we
feel put it in so it? Good.
So we started making bath bombs. And we're like, why don't we try a bath bomb?
A CBD bath bomb.
We have CBD bath bombs. And that's really where we kind of launched. And then we went to the sex elixir. And now we're going to the stiletto elixir. We have so many products that are coming
out.
So
don't go to the sex yet. Well, that's our surprise.
Okay,
where we land.
Okay.
I still just want to understand the CBD process. So when you got into the game in the beginning, I have to imagine people were kind of stigmatized in that. A little bit or no.
There's a stigma around it. Absolutely. Yeah. Anything having to do with cannabis, there's a stigma around it. And we try to say as often as we can that we're in the cannabis space because we want to try to legitimize it.
Sure.
People do. I'm always
trying to do that as well, where I'm still in a funky place where I'm not allowed because I'm licensed. I'm not allowed to legally recommend something that's illegal. And it's not anymore in California. Mm-hmm. But we're still psychologically trying to figure out how to advise clients to utilize plant medicine as a way to deal with anxiety and depression, because we still don't quite have that figured out. And so I'm always trying to pay attention to that angle, because for myself, I started using it only about 6 months ago. And it's been really profound for me.
CBD is healing. It really is. It's the healing part of the plant. I feel like Big Pharma really shut down all of this because they got terrified of it because they're like, no, we want everybody addicted to opioids. Great. Yeah. You know what? You can get so much of the benefits if you just are able to go through the steps with CBD. It's amazing. It's amazing for me, and that's what we found, and that's the reason that we created this company.
How are you taking it, Chris?
How am I taking it?
Yeah.
I started out by smoking because I was smoking like marijuana, just straight marijuana. And then I went into...
Which we like.
Which we like.
We also
we're
that.
All a fan of that.
Yes.
And then I went into a store and they recommended a lotion. But, you know, again, as a consumer and I don't know what to look for, I don't know what to ask, and I don't know the company, I wasn't sure if it was a quality product. I wasn't even sure how to utilize it. So I went home and I started to use it on a sore part of my body.
Good.
Okay, because it was an elbow issue, I think it was, and it was helpful.
And this is what we find with the soak, and that's why we've been doing the CBD bath bombs. When you put it in your bath and you soak in it, and this is also, we say, size, dose, matter.
That's right.
Because
you
need the right amount. You need the right amount.
Size queen over there in the corner, but this time it works.
You need the right amount, though, and that is the key. So a lot of these products that are coming out have almost no CBD in them, and you're like, what am I doing with
this? Because no one knows how to ask those questions.
Yes, right. Or they put in, 1,000 milligrams. I'm like, your body can't use that. It's like overdosing on vitamin C.
It's a slow moving molecule, so it's not gonna, you don't need a huge amount to get in there. If you're extra depleted, if you're coming down with something, if you're really, really needy, you still don't need a lot. And if you're not really, really needy, putting too much in your bath or in your mouth is not good.
Very needy. But so when we come back, we'll talk more about the lube in the sex space, because I think that's phenomenal. And you guys sent me a care package. I used the lube.
Yes.
I did not bath bomb it yet. Trust me when I tell you that's going to happen. But I did use the lube, so we can talk about that.
Yes.
If you have any questions for us, though, now's your time to call in. 833-LOVE-001, 833-LOVE-001. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the intersections of CBD and sex. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back. We got our question of the night up on our Loveline IG page. And right now we're talking with Aaron Simon and Michelle Wolf of Simon and Wolf CBD. And we're talking about how CBD can actually be, well, I mean, it has a lot of healing properties and it can actually find its way into a lot of products. But you want to be very thoughtful about the lines you're purchasing because not everyone's using something high quality and quantity matters. So when I was looking at the bio of the two of you, one of the words that popped out was that a lot of people are disappointed and often spending money on unusable products. And so when you set up your product line, Simon & Wolf, that was something you definitely wanted to address.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure that everything that we make, everything we offer, is it does what we say it's going to do. And one of the things we love about CBD is it's so versatile. We can use it in all different kinds of ways, but we wanted to make sure we were maximizing whatever product we were putting it in a bath bomb, in a sex elixir, in a stiletto elixir, in whatever. We wanted to make sure the CBD was additive to that product. We wanted to make it the best possible version of that product.
And we'll talk about amounts in a minute. Let's segue quickly into what our listeners really care about, which is how does sex show up? So you mentioned quickly sex elixir. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Because I already love it.
It's, well,
you sent me some products, but just that word, I'm already like, I'm in.
Well, I can't wait to hear about your experience with the sex.
I'm afraid I'm going
to
let you down a little bit. I'm like, it was a sexual experience too that I got to talk about with that. It wasn't, you know, it's never just the lube.
Yeah. How did we come up with that? Was that the question? It's a question on the table.
Yeah. I mean, I could see where someone could stay very safely in beauty and wellness.
Yes.
Sliding into the sex space is like a very secondary, really punchy space. So what made you go that route?
Well, that's always been a space that I've been interested in. And I know Michelle, too. Not together so far, but definitely. I was a writer before I was this. I was TV and feature writer. And the thing I specialized in is making your script dirty. Like, you'd call me in and I'd come in and make it sexier.
You were that kind of cleaner.
Yes,
you were that fixer.
Yes, that kind of fixer.
Call Aaron, make it real nasty.
Dirty. Yeah. And so I was always thinking about sex. I was always talking to people about sex. And I knew a lot about lube, weirdly, or not so weirdly. And when I used CBD for the first time, I was like, the first place I want to put this is in my lube. That's the first place. Well, first place was the bathtub, but second place was a lube. I could not wait to get it in there. And Michelle and I both...
She really just said, get it in there.
She did.
You
were waiting
wait
to find
to
a way
there.
And you found it. Congrats.
And we tried some that were on the market. There were one or two on the market and they were terrible. They were awful. They were coconut oil based, which is not good for a variety of reasons. But they tasted yucky. They had a weird viscosity. They weren't a high quality product. It was like a cash grab, you know, CBD lube. It also had either a huge high dose, like 1,000 milligrams, or a really, really low dose, like 15 milligrams. And you need to think about how you're dosing yourself.
So quickly speak to that. Well, you're walking us into that. What should the dosage be? Because I know that you're a fitness trainer, and so you can speak to that piece of the wellness. What should people look for?
Well, what we realized is that if you're doing too little, it's not doing anything. And if you're doing too much, it's a waste. So we actually did a lot of research on this. And we realized with our bath bombs, 60 milligrams is perfect for just the average. If you're feeling super down, you're feeling super sore, maybe you want to dose up a little bit, but you never want to dose down, at least 60 milligrams. And a lot of these CBD products, they say, oh, we have CBD in it. It's almost nothing. And so you have to make sure that you're getting what you're paying for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then with the lube, I think it's exactly the same thing that we talked about.
Well, and I use a lot of lube. So I'm an over-luber. So I'm hitting the CBD requirements. Promise
you. You can never over-lube.
The container. Thank you. And the container you sent, like that. Yes, that bad boy. So my sexual experience.
Yes,
my sexual
experience. Yes.
A couple different things. So I'd love to hear from you all what you think people should be seeking in their use of it. For me, I went first to what you were just talking about, is just the quality of lube, because I think that that's one of the primary purposes of lube. So it's the viscosity and usability. And what's interesting is lube is sometimes in containers that aren't very user friendly. And so that was the first thing I appreciated. The second thing is it wasn't difficult to maneuver on my hands. And the third thing is that it lasts. And that was the three things that I'm always looking for in a lube product, is because it's got to have a sexual purpose first.
And it's water-based, which is great. And if it lasts, so then it's water-based.
It's safe for condom use. It's safe for sex toy use.
Well, and we also wanted to make sure that it had no flavor and no smell. Because, and just, you know, me as a gay woman, a lot of times we're multitasking. We've got like the toy and the mouth going at the same time, right? And you do not want to taste it. You don't want to smell it. You want all the goodness that's going on with the lube.
You don't want the lube to be what limits.
Exactly. And so that was one of the things that was so important as well. But I think it's great for gay men, straight women, gay women. It works for everybody.
Okay, so will the two of you stick around and do our DM with me?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, beautiful. All right, so I'm going to stick around. It's going to get real. Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris.
On Channel Q.
All right, we're back. We got our question tonight up on our Loveline IG page. And tonight we're talking with Aaron Simon and Michelle Wolf of Simon & Wolf CBD, which basically, let's just bring this quickly back in, what we said off air, because I think this was powerful. Inflammation, whether or not you're experiencing pain, post-workout, whatever kind of workout you do, the use of a CBD product would be should be part of your self-care.
Absolutely. You can use the lotions, you can use the soak, you can use any of these products that help to bring down inflammation. We've all done it in sports. Every single sports person knows. Right. Like they sit in an ice tub, or they do the cryo, or they do anti-inflammatories, you know, the pills, they do Advil or whatever. But this is such a healthier way of getting the inflammation out of your body. So even if you're not in pain, it doesn't mean you don't have inflammation going on.
I thought of that. All right. So Dr. Simon and Dr. Wolf, you're going to help me with my DM. Let's slide on in.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms, because it's a big old sexy world and we want you to explore with confidence. Here we go. Hey, Dr. D, is it weird to call someone out who didn't call me after asking for my number?
How do you want to call him out?
Wow, well said right there. You're like, are you being nasty about it? Are you being kind? Yeah. I can't stand that kind of thing, because if you give me your number and I don't call you, take the hint.
Yeah, right?
I think it's just
said with love. Said with love.
Yeah.
Because if I was interested, I'd ring you.
And what are you going to do? Send them a really snotty text saying you should have called me? Well, that really makes you more attractive. I mean, I don't understand like how you win in this scenario.
Don't beg. Just don't ever
That's
beg.
That's never led to an actual date. No. Thank God you hit me that sent that snotty, beggy response, shaming me for not reaching out. Yeah. Yes, please, let's go get tacos. You know what I mean?
No, I like
Has
you.
Said no one ever. Yeah. I know people that will call others out if they find out you unfollowed them on social media, which I also think is kind of obnoxious.
Yes.
If they unfollowed you...
You're very thirsty if you notice.
Let it be. That's the other thing.
Yes.
There are apps that people download that tells them who unfollows them.
No, no.
Why?
No.
Why do you care?
Yes. That's a bad idea.
Let that go. Let that go. You know what they need? They need a CBD bath bomb in their life.
Yes, they do.
They need to calm that down.
They just need to relax.
Yes.
I recommend Simon & Wolf CBD bath bomb for that.
That's what the doctor said.
That's what the doctor said. That's right.
Slide
the
DMs. Wolf says, actually.
Slide the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms, because it's a big old sexy world. We want you to explore with confidence. We are channelq.com. We're going to put some more information up about the products. You guys can jump in on that. Where can they find the two of you?
You can find us at www.simonwolfcbd.com, and you can find us at Simon Wolf with that little lower underscore on Instagram. You can find us both on Facebook, Aaron Simon and Michelle Wolf, and you can find us on Twitter at SimonWolf14.
And just remember, Wolf, W-O-L-F-F.
Two Fs, because she's so fabulous.
I'm so fabulous.
If you're
I was
going
to use another F word,
yeah,
but
please,
I can't.
We're on the radio. If you're lucky, maybe I'll post a photo of me in the tub using the bathroom.
Oh my God, please. I beg of you.
Oh my God,
no,
the thirst is real.
It's going to happen.
All right, coming up.
I will
up.
Take the video because you're so hot. I'm just going to be like, I'm in.
Oh my gosh, you guys got to come
in
every night.
Right
All right,
now.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking about looning. How does balloons and sexuality come together? Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com. You got a fetish for my love. Back, and it's time for our sex positive kink segment, because here at Loveline we like to normalize diverse and creative ways of being out in the world. And tonight we have Raven Hazelwood joining us. How's it going, Raven? Welcome to Loveline.
Well, thank you for having me. It's going great.
Good to hear. So let's kind of jump in. So we wanted to have you on tonight to talk about being a looner. Can you explain to our listeners what that means?
Well, being a looner basically is the love of balloons.
I love that. I love that. Now, some people listening are probably thinking, well, I love balloons. I don't identify that way. So looning tends to have an eroticized component to it, correct?
It does. And there are several different aspects to that. And, you know, everybody, it seems like, likes something different about them, whether it be the feel of the latex, the sound that they make, even the smell that they have.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that.
It's really diverse.
Yeah, because when I think of balloons, I actually think of all three of those, the feel, the smell, the specific sounds they make. So how did you discover that you had an erotic interest in balloons? How did that come to be for you?
Well, actually, my boyfriend introduced me. He is a lunar.
Attaboy.
Yeah. He is a lunar, and we like to experiment. So, you know, I'm open-minded, and I fully believe you don't know what you like until you try it. So.
Thank you for saying that, because that's something I constantly say to people. I even go as far as to say, you know, if you're with someone that you trust and feel safe with, maybe try something a couple times to get over the anxiety. But I think that's the beauty of having new sexual relational partners, is that we can get introduced to things. So how did he start that conversation? Are you just open-minded from the door and he was like, hey, just so you know, or is it something he had to build up to?
No, I'm pretty open-minded. Like, whenever we first got together, you know, I told him, like, I'm cool with trying new things and we'll experiment however, you know, within some certain boundaries, of course, but, you know, I'm free to experiment. And once we felt, you know, comfortable enough with each other to really talk about, you know, it takes a while to build up, you know, that comfort level. But once you do, then, I mean, it's great because you feel so comfortable with the person that you're with that you can really express yourself.
I love that, because I always say to the couples I work with clinically, if you can talk about things as vulnerable and as private as what you're sexually turned on by, especially when it's really, really creative or diverse, then I'm really confident that this couple can talk about other difficult to have conversations. So I love that. For those that are listening though, and are still thinking, okay, I'm imagining you and your boyfriend, I'm imagining balloons, I'm still not putting it all together. How would you explain to them what can be done sexually with balloons? How do you incorporate that into your sex play?
Well, you know, a lot of people like the actual popping of the balloons. It's like the anticipation. And we're not talking about, I mean, there's some people that like the small party size balloons. But I'm talking like, you know, the bigger ones, like 17, 24 inch balloons. They can get pretty big. So most people, it's the anticipation of the pop, like especially with blow to pops, where you blow them up until they cannot hold any more air and then they finally just burst.
And you have your own clips for sale and OnlyFans page where people can pay a fee and they can see you looning. Would that be the word? Is that the adjective looning, or am I making that up?
No, we do call it looning. There's like a lot of slang and stuff. But yeah, no, we call it looning. And I also have like a Twitter and Instagram. Instagram likes to be naughty sometimes and ban me, so.
Oh, Instagram. So many people are battling Instagram. They're not the most sex positive place. They're really not.
No.
So what kind of stigmas, if at all, have you encountered? Are you open about this with friends and family members?
Oh, yeah. A lot of my friends, if you actually visit some of my pages, you'll see some of my friends in there, my real life friends. I've gotten them involved into shooting videos with me. I'm pretty open. Like, I'm pretty out there, you know. I don't really care what anybody thinks about me. So I'm pretty open-minded, and I just felt like it is, really. I haven't really encountered any stigmas with me personally, but I have talked to a lot of people who have encountered, well, you know, I told my girlfriend or I told my significant other, and they kind of, you know, shamed me for it. And so I like helping people work through that.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, I'm familiar with that. We live in a culture where anything that's a little bit different or out of the norm, we inherently get, you know, anxious about, and we think that there's something wrong. What trauma occurred to you that you eroticize balloons? And I would say the beautiful part of eroticism is we can eroticize anything. And I'm like, see the beauty in that, right? Like, whatever, it's so honest. So if a listener is thinking, okay, this is something I want to try, I'm in a current relationship, what would you say to them about how they could approach their partner and bring this up?
Well, first off, it's important to make sure you feel comfortable and that you kind of know your partner. You know, you don't want to go and be like, hey, blow up this huge balloon and then be like, hang on. So you kind of want to get a feel for where they're at. And there's a lot of people who are afraid of balloons and they're afraid of them popping. So you kind of need to establish that. But I would just you know, say, hey, what would you think about if I asked you to blow up this balloon for me? What would you think about that? And kind of just go from there.
Last week, we had on two individuals that are into clowning. And I didn't even think to ask that like clowns are something people are pretty afraid of culturally. So that's yeah. Interesting. They say that about balloons. I think balloons probably have an association with clowns sometimes as well. Yeah,
I have seen that. Okay. I've seen that a little bit, but not as much as you would think.
Okay. Yeah, it can be diverse from that. And then finally, are there any myths that you want to dispel about people that are into balloons or lunars? Are there any myths floating around there that you hear?
Well, I haven't really encountered any myths.
Okay.
And it's just regular, average people. You know, I've never met a person who didn't like something interesting in the bedroom. So I always like to tell the people that I talk to, you know, don't be afraid to talk to your significant other or whoever about what you like, because chances are they're going to like something that's out of the ordinary. Like, I've never met somebody who was like, yep, I like straight vanilla missionary. That's it, you know?
Amen to that. No one listened to this show anyway. But I love what you just said, though. Like, you go and your partner bringing this up possibly creates a safe space for them to say, hey, while we're on the topic, let me share with you something that I've had anxiety about possibly bringing up. And I always tell listeners, when someone comes to you and shares a really vulnerable part of themselves, especially around something that turns them on sexually, whether you're into it or not, your first response should be, thank you. Like, thank you for letting me know. Thank you for caring enough about me or us that you wanted me to know you deeper. So I love that message. So for people that want to check out your videos, where would they go?
Well, I have a YouTube, so if you don't feel like purchasing a video and you want to, you know, kind of check it out, you can check out my YouTube. And it's just under my name, Ravyn Hazelwood. And you can also check out some of my stuff on Twitter, Instagram. And then, of course, I have the Clips for Sale site and my OnlyFans.
I love that. Ravyn Hazelwood, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Have a beautiful night. Coming up next, we'll be doing a little Freak on the Streets. And our question of the night is up on our Loveline IG page. Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Dr. Chris.
On Channel Q.
All right, we're back. We got our question of the night up on our Love on IG page. Tonight's question is about body image issues. Yep, welcome to living in our current culture. We all got them. We're all on that spectrum somewhere. It's just how deep do they go? So we'll be breaking that on down. But right now, it's time for some Freak on the Streets.
Freak on the Streets.
Oh yeah, that intro always gets me going. All right, what you got for me tonight?
So my question is, does she really like me? Like, is she attracted to me if she hesitates when I go to kiss her and, like, never really initiates that, like, private time or, like, intimate kind of time? Or am I just rushing it since we've only hung out twice?
Oh, you got kiss snubbed. We've all been there when we go for the lips and we get the cheek. Yeah, not right now. Or actually, sometimes it's just, yeah, but not with you. So, listen, you dated a little bit. You went out a couple times. Look, I love people honoring where they're at and setting boundaries. And if someone's not interested in some level of intimacy, whether it's affection or eroticism, I think it's great that people kind of shoot that down. I don't want people training themselves to have sex or affection that they don't want to have. I think it's a real misuse of what it's for. It should always be rooted first off in pleasure and comfort and desire, but it should be fun, right? That's why we do these things. So props to this person for being like, nap. As far as you're concerned, a couple things. One, you got to honor their boundaries. So it's never about trying to make someone do something they don't want to do. But, you know, again, look, I love good communication. I love vulnerability. I love intimacy building. And so there's something to come out of that. And that's something I want people to get familiar with, especially when they're starting to date someone. Look, early on when you're dating someone, that's when you start to set standards and norms. Are we going to be the kind of couple that's very honest and vulnerable and rooted in intimacy? Or are we going to be one of those couples where we don't really have those conversations and we kind of just do a lot of mind reading and we never necessarily know where the other person's at? You don't want that. So you got to ask, hey, I love hanging out with you. I'm so attracted to you. I notice sometimes, though, that when I try to kiss you, you really don't seem open to it. Is there something I'm doing? Is there something I should do differently? How are you feeling about hanging out with me? Like, that's something I want everyone to be able to ask. You know, that's so important. So find out, because it might be something that can be changed or tweaked, or you might be starting to open up a conversation that's important to be had that this other person was just not comfortable having. So go do it. All right. What else you got?
I've been talking to this guy, but he only hits me up randomly. We haven't even met in person. Am I a fool for still talking to him?
No, because someone hitting you up only randomly might mean that they're only looking for something casual, and there's nothing wrong with that. That shouldn't necessarily be something that has to feel rejecting. It's appropriate for people to be at a place in their life where they're not looking for something exclusive or committed, or maybe they are, but they're being very thoughtful and taking their time, or as they should, they're dating a multitude of people, seeing if there's anyone they feel connected with enough where they'd want a deeper relationship. And so don't jump out necessarily. If you're interested in this person, hang in there, you know, date other people as well. See where it goes. Give it time. This person might need more time to get to know you. I don't know what they're working through or out of. So hang in there. But it shouldn't necessarily be a reflection on you, and it shouldn't be a bad thing to date someone casually. Some people move very slow as well, and they might not be dating casually. It's just that they move at a different pace. So don't always assume it's rooted in do they like you or not. Sometimes it's rooted in, wow, we move very differently, or we date very differently. And that gets interpreted as maybe this person doesn't like me, when in fact, maybe they do. But they're operating from what feels comfortable for them, you know. So hang in there. I think that that can be something really powerful. Also, that's where there's a moment of transformation for us, where we're used to something, or we're used to dating people that operate at our level of comfort. And then all of a sudden someone shows up that we like, but they operate differently. They have a different paradigm or a different standard. And it forces us to kind of root ourselves in our own confidence and realize that all can be well, just as different. And different doesn't necessarily mean bad or not interested, right? So hang in there. Because again, we also, and then I'll leave you with this one. We also sometimes think in terms of like, yes or no, we're working towards seriousness or not, but it's okay to live in those other variants in the middle there. So hang in there. All right, coming up next, we'll be talking about the question of the night, body image issues, and then we'll be sliding back in those DMs. Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right. Oh, yeah. Y'all with the podcast can't hear this music, but oh, we're going to put it on. All right, I take that back. It makes my night. I'm telling you, music. We're going to have to find an expert to come on and talk about music and psychology, because it's an underdeveloped, underrecognized, underdiscussed aspect of psychology, but it really impacts your mood, right? You're like, you can find something that mirrors the mood you're in, and it helps you drop deeper into an experience, or you can listen to music that can pull you out of the mood you're in and put you into a different space. I'm here for it. I use it all the time for mood management. Okay, I digress. Time for question of the night.
Question of the night.
Tonight's question of the night is, what types of body image issues need to be addressed more in society? I'm telling you, I have so many answers myself to this one, and it hurts my soul that there's so much work for us to do, which is why I try to bring that passion to Loveline and try to just help us be part of the solution and just normalize all these diverse ways of being in terms of our bodies. Because at some point, we're all going to encounter all of these if we're not already. And I was talking about that earlier. We live in this culture. And in our culture, we're really trained to believe that our worth as a human being is tied to our beauty or our body. We don't inherently have worth just because we're a person. We're led to believe that it's rooted in, again, what level of beauty or health we you know, give off. All right, so what'd y'all say? What types of body image issues need to get more addressed in society? First one, aging. Bam, aging. That's it. I'm with you on that one. I think that that's something we don't talk enough about, ageism and aging. Someone else said ageism. Fact, in my late 40s, and I just keep getting hotter. All right. That's how I feel about myself, too. I think I just get fun and more fun the decades go on. I never want to refer back to the older selves I had. I really don't. People will say things like, you know, what do they say? Youth is lost on youth? How's that quote go? No one knows what I'm talking about. No. Anyway, ignore it. Pretend I didn't say that. Someone else said, hi, Loveline. What's up? What's up? No alarms music. I can't read that. My eyesight. Somebody else said mental health. Yes. Yes. More discussions on mental health, although I'm seeing more and more celebrities coming out talking about their mental health struggles, which hopefully normalizes and allows people to have languaging and conversation around that. Somebody else said body image issues that need more attention in society. Someone said, to me, it feels like we went from online shopping off of runway thin models to plastic models. I'm all about using diverse body sized individuals as models, because isn't that what we're supposed to see? Isn't a model supposed to show us what the clothing looks like on our own body? Like, models exist because they don't look like everyone. That inherently is what they're chosen for and utilized for. So if we just remove that, then we just have diversity. We have truth, right? We have reality in front of us. I think it's a powerful thing. No one listens to me around that, though. Other forms of body image issues that need to get more attention in society. Someone else said ageism. Please, 30, 40, 50, all beautiful. I agree. Somebody else said not seeing, another aging, not seeing aging bodies, especially aging female bodies, as erotic and beautiful. I see that. I agree with you 100%. We are really pushed into the concept of anti-aging, which, number one, isn't possible. Number two, isn't necessary. And number three, it really reduces the beauty that's possible as we age. And also, let's not forget that aging is a gift. It's a gift that is given to us that not everyone gets. There are a multitude of people that are not given long life for various reasons. Aging is a gift. We should celebrate the fact that we get to experience relationships, love, life, and everything else another day, another week, another month, another year. I have someone in my life who's I have someone in my life who's right now dying and will not be gifted more aging. And so it really drives that home. Okay. What else did you guys say? Other body image issues that need more attention. Someone said C-sections. Yes. We're going to have to do something around that one. Someone said women of color bleaching their skin and making their hair straight. Yes. Colorism, xenophobia, racism, white supremacy. It's all tied in there. Someone else said plus size in the workplace. Yes. Well said. We're writing some of these down. We're going to get to these. Someone said normalizing differences. Producer Jeffrey said non-gym bodies. Yes. Somebody else said the normalization of fat and bigger bodies. Yes, it's coming. Ah, thank you for this one. Someone said body image issues that need to be more addressed, smaller penises. They're just as valid. That is really true. We still, again, there's a few things culturally that we're still okay hearing or using to mock someone, and penis size is a very valid one. We use that to slander people. I hear that used against Trump. And I always say to people, listen, make it about the person. Don't make it about their body, especially not penis size. That's problematic. It's not rooted in truth and reality. We're going to have to actually do a segment around that one. So thank you for reminding me. So I said females and body hair. The bullying was horrible. Bam. Thank you for those that participated. We're not going to get to the rest of them, but I'm going to be documenting them and we're going to be giving more attention and highlighting them. So more of that. All right, coming up next, sliding in the DMs, listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back. I'm just watching Nancy Pelosi rip up Trump's State of the Union speech. I'm telling you, it's making my day. Making my night. It's making my week. Yeah, those memes are going to be coming out fierce all week. If y'all haven't seen it yet because you've been too busy watching Loveline, listening, check it out. All right, time to slide into those DMs.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms because it's a big old sex world. We want you to explore with confidence. DMs, for those that aren't familiar, slide into our DMs on our Loveline IG page. That's where the questions come from. Or as always, you can give us a call. I'll give you that number tomorrow. But DM us. Okay, here we go. Hey, Dr. Chris, I'm getting the red flag vibe from this guy, but my coworker thinks it's sweet. He'll message me multiple times a day saying he hopes I'm having a good day and that he looks forward to talking to me when I'm off. It's not mad, why aren't you answering me messages, but like I'll get up to 5 a day. The other day, I wasn't feeling good. He kept trying to push me to let him come over to make some tea. I had to tell him no 3 times. Then he asked if some cuddles would help, and I had to say no twice. My coworker really seems to think this is all sweet because he's thinking about me. To me, it's pushy and creepy. What's your opinion? I think it's pushy. And I don't want to say creepy, but I think it's pushy. I think this person doesn't understand boundaries. Look, there was old folklore that would say, oh, you know, you got to win someone over. Nah, if someone says no, hear them and bounce. You know what I mean? You shouldn't have to keep pushing yourself on someone. A, I want you to have more self-esteem than to try to be with someone that doesn't want to be with you. But I also want you to honor consent and boundaries, which are really important. And we're finally talking about it. If someone says no, hear them. They said no. If someone's interested, let them be assertive and say, yes, they are. So it's twofold. One, we're learning how to honor boundaries. And two, we're forcing people to be assertive. We're not chasing people anymore or playing games or being hard to get. If someone says no, we bounce. So if you like someone, say yes and make sure they know. But No, you should not have to tell someone three times you don't want tea, and then they follow up with, how about cuddles? I mean, that's like ridiculous. This person's a little clueless. So yeah, it's total red flags. I don't think there's anything sweet about it. In fact, I think it's pushy, and I think they're centering themselves. I don't think they're, I think they've stepped outside of thoughtfulness, which is when they ask once, and now they're making it about them wanting to spend time with you in whatever way is possible. So yeah, shut that down. Yeah, they don't have my support in that one. Yeah. Anyway, Slide in the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms. It's a big old sex world, and we want you to explore with confidence. All right, y'all, that's our show. It's podcasted at wearechannelq.com. That's where you can listen to old episodes, binge them, post them, share them, go back and hear everything I've ever said, ever. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As always, thanks for hanging out with me, and y'all have an awesome, awesome night.
Love Line. This is Love Line with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.